Now, I preached out of Proverbs 10 this morning. I'm preaching out of Proverbs 4 tonight. So let's turn there. Proverbs chapter 4. And kind of like this morning, there was a phrase that caught my attention that, of course, I'd read a dozen times, hundreds of times, actually. And it starts in verse 5. None of this strange to anybody's ears here. Proverbs 4, 5. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and rather she shall preserve thee, love her, and she shall keep thee. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Let's bow our heads there and pray. Now, Father, we come back to you once again as we embark on another sermon. Lord, a lot of preaching's come and gone across the pulpit here these many years, not just mine but others. And, Lord, we are once again reminded that we deal in holy things when the Word of God's preached. I pray you'd help us to approach it with the kind of reverential fear and trust that we need to have for the holy words of the holy God. Father, may we take it to heart, and may we take these things, Lord, to change our lives, and may it be a help to us, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the phrase that caught my eye, and again, I'd read it hundreds of times, but for some reason it resonated with me this week as I was going through it. Look in verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. With all thy getting is what caught my eye. And I got thinking about all the things that you get in life. And a realization kind of dawned on me of how folks get trapped and snared with all the getting. It's the getting. Now, I'm not really preaching just against materialistic getting, but just in general, getting. I'll give you some examples. You start out as a little kid, and of course you get born. Depending on your mother and father's belief and trust in doctors, you probably wind up getting your shots. One day you go up and go to school, and before that you probably get a spanking or two if your parents are worth shooting. But you get a spanking. You'll get something for your birthday, and then you'll get something for Christmas. You go to school, and you'll either get good grades or bad grades or, you know, somewhere in between, but you get stuff. You go to a school, and you get cooties from girls, and you may get beaten up by the class bully. But you get stuff all the time. You get pranked. You get tagged it. You get in trouble. You get sent to the principal's office. You may get pink eye in elementary school like I did over and over again. And sometimes you even get sent to bed without your supper. So getting is not just about getting material stuff, but you get a lot of stuff in life. You grow up to be a teen one day, and somewhere along the process of your youth or your teenage years, by the grace of God, hopefully you get saved. And then you get baptized, and then hopefully you get discipled. You can trust me that along those years will come, you'll wind up getting tried and getting tempted in things. Now, you become a teenager, and you get zits. And because you got zits, you get moody. And then along comes some B.O. if you're a guy. So you get all those things. You may in your youth wind up with getting a part-time job along the way. Probably somewhere you're going to be bad and get grounded. And then you'll get infatuated with some girl or some guy, and you'll think that you're in love, 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 and you're not. You just get infatuated, but you don't know that. You grow and you get bigger and more mature. One day you'll actually get your driving permit, and then you get paranoid. And then one day when you're driving along not paying attention, you get stopped and get a warning ticket, and then you get really, really paranoid. And then you get grounded because your father found out you got a ticket. And then you go a little further along and you get your driver's license. And that's a wonderful thing until you get grounded for raising your father's insurance. Somewhere along the way there, you'll get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And because you've got a car and now you've got a job and now you've got a girlfriend, you get cocky and you get obnoxious, so you get grounded again. Somewhere along the way, you get your diploma, you get out of the school, and then eventually you get out of the house. So now you're a young adult. And as a young adult, you'll maybe just get a job. Otherwise, you go to school and get a diploma. Probably along the way, you get a car and get an apartment. Somewhere along the way, you get a fiancé. So eventually, what happens then is you get married. At least that's the way things should go. And you'll probably get a dog or a cat, and then you get pregnant. And then you get chunky. Even if you're the man, you may get chunky when your wife gets chunky because you got pregnant. But you get things through life. You just continually get stuff. You get a baby shower. One day you'll wind up either with an epidural or a C-section. But you get both of those or one of those at a time or whatever it works. You wind up getting older and getting wiser. You wind up maybe getting a better job. Maybe you get fired. Somewhere along the way, you'll probably get laid off. You'll get audited by the IRS. You'll get higher taxes. We just get stuff through life. Then you get older, and by this time you're a seasoned adult. Maybe you'll get the house paid off. You get blindsided once in a while by things you don't see coming. You get forgetful. You get balder. You get wider in the middle. But you get stuff. And it's not just material stuff. You get sick. You get well. You get grandkids, you get out of shape, you get less flexible, but you get wiser. Now, you get bunions, but you get wiser. Somewhere along the way, you'll get a tax refund, praise the Lord. Don't forget, you've got to get Obamacare, by the way. Maybe one day you'll retire and maybe get retired, and then maybe you'll need to get a hobby. But the bottom line is that you get a lot of stuff in this life through your 60 or 70 years, and I'm not just talking about material stuff. Some of the stuff that you get is good stuff. Some of the stuff that you get as far as attributes, characteristics, and things that happen to you, experience, are mixed things, some good, some bad. But from the day you get born until the day you get buried, you get stuff in this life. With all of the getting, the danger is that you can get lost in all of the getting. Even a Christian can miss the prime priority things. You kind of get blinded. You kind of get, nearsighted. So you get a Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. And Solomon said to make sure that with all thy getting that you get understanding. And it already said in that verse to get wisdom being the principal thing. Those things are things that are as greatly neglected in this day and age as anything that there is. We talked about righteousness this morning being neglected. I quite assure you that the wisdom and understanding that the Bible sets forth is something that is equally neglected. Notice the connection between them. I'm not going to run a bunch of verses with regard to this, but notice verse 5, 4 or 5. Wisdom and understanding are together. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Those wisdom and understanding are things that are together all the time in the Scripture. Let me show you. Just go over to Proverbs 10 for a sec. Proverbs 10:13, 50 plus times in the Word of God, understanding and wisdom show up in the same verse. Sometimes they're hard to separate between one versus the other. They're hard to distinguish. And I'm not sure that I fully have yet. But this I know, Proverbs 10:13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Look in 10:23. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. Now back in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says, get wisdom, that's the principal thing, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So the title of this message here tonight is with all thy getting. And getting wisdom and getting understanding is not like getting certified. It's not like getting a certificate, taking a class, taking a little test, and now you're certified wise. Now you're certified understanding. No, it's not quite that simple. There are some other things connected with it. Just make sure you know, with all thy getting, you're getting stuff every day, every week. If you're not getting money and material, you're getting cheated or getting this or getting that. You get your entire life. You get born, and then you get buried, and those are the bookmarks on each end of life. But in the meantime, you're getting stuff all the time. With all thy getting, make sure that you get wisdom. And make sure that you get understanding. Do not leave this life without getting wisdom and understanding from the Word of God. Now, with that said, we got to make the connection so we know what it is that connects us with wisdom and understanding. Turn with me to the book of Job, verse 28. Chapter 28, verse 28. Job 28:28. We're investigating tonight the things that either wisdom and understanding are, or we're connecting, or we're studying what connects us with wisdom and understanding, because we know that with all thy getting, you better make sure and get wisdom and understanding. First of all, Job 28 and verse 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. With all thy getting, you better make sure you get wisdom and understanding. And behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. That is wisdom. The fear of the Lord. All right? Now, we all know Proverbs 1, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 9, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But that's not what this verse says. Verse says, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. You cannot say you are wise if you don't fear God. If they're trying to make you revere God instead of fear God, you're having something stolen from you. You don't have access anymore to wisdom and understanding, because wisdom is the fear of God. Many is the wise man in this world. Many is the wise guy. Many is the really smart fella, somebody that's considered really wise, that is not afraid of the power and majesty and judgment and omniscience of God Almighty. And he is not wise. He is a fool. The Bible says that, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. That is wisdom. Many is the young man, many is the young woman who needs to wise up, but hasn't. And the fact of the matter is, if you know them a little bit, you can usually figure out whether they have indeed wised up or not, whether they have learned lessons from the past or not, because eventually you can tell whether they really fear God or not. But I'm telling you that the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. By the way, it's not just young men and young women. As time goes by, it seems like there are bigger and bigger middle-aged and elder fools. And so it's not just a young people problem. But ladies and gentlemen, there's an awful lot that's determined in this life by two things, by what you love and by what you fear. Now, you can usually discern after some time, if not immediately, what somebody loves. Okay? I mean, I can't hide from you over a long period of time if I don't love my wife and family. You will know eventually, as you get to know somebody, whether they do or do not love their wife and family. Everybody agree with that? I mean, really? And the fact of the matter is, if you have misplaced love, if you wind up in love with money, in love with material, in love with the world, Demas proved himself to have loved this present evil world. You wind up, if you love yourself, if you love your own opinion, if you love to hear yourself talk, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. And so, a lot of times you can figure out a lot of stuff by what somebody loves. Sometimes, what somebody loves keeps them straight. I really hate to do this, but it crossed my mind today. I grew up on stupid country and western music. And there's a country and western song that says, I once was a rover on land and on sea until a good woman's love made a new man of me. And so maybe there are things that you love that do keep you straight, but I'll tell you a sure way. The fact of the matter is, there is something that will keep you straight when your love wanders or fades or wanes, and that is fear. The Bible doesn't say that the love of God is the beginning of wisdom. It doesn't say that the love of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It says the fear of the Lord is. And it doesn't say that the love of God, that is wisdom. I don't disagree that it is wise to love God. But I'm telling you what will keep you straight. When your love wanders, when you're alone and in a place that's tempting and it would just be really easy to creep out and do wrong because nobody's watching that you know except God. I just want you to know that the fear of God, that is wisdom. And if you're not controlled by the fear of God, you're not going to be controlled by the love of God. Just so you know. Because it doesn't say that the love of God is the beginning of wisdom. It says the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. So there's that. Look in Job 28:28 again. There's another jewel here. Considering that the Bible says with all thy getting, all the stuff you get through life, all the times you get cheated, all the times you get fired, laid off, you have to get unemployment, you get this, you get that, you get stuff that's not stuff, you get all kinds of things that you say you get. With all thy getting, you need to make sure that you don't leave this life without wisdom and without understanding. And I'm talking to a saved people here tonight. So, Job 28:28, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And notice, to depart from evil is understanding. To depart from evil is understanding. If you're going to make sure that with all thy getting, you make sure you get wisdom, you're going to have to fear God. If you make sure that you're going to get understanding, then you have to depart from evil. Most of us parents have had the experience of getting our child's attention, getting their face like this, right up close to our face, and putting our fingers in their little nose and saying, don't do that again. Understand? And then they go back to doing it immediately. Well, you didn't understand. Right? I mean, to depart from evil, that is understanding. How often have I sat and counseled somebody, and the counsel E says, oh yes, I understand. Then they immediately go back to the trough that they left before they came in that caused their problems. Well, you don't understand. You didn't depart from evil. Right? To depart from evil is understanding. Here is Balaam. Balaam, the son of Beor, the false prophet. Now, he is a prophet. He has the reputation and testimony of a prophet. Balak knew he needed to hire Balaam and that Balaam would be available for the right amount of money. But nonetheless, he knew he was a prophet and knew what he said came to pass. So Balaam goes with Balak's guys in spite of what the word of the Lord said do. In going, he of course ran into a donkey that talked. He went on down the way and went ahead and said what the Lord told him to say in the presence of Balak. He did not curse Israel, which is a good thing. However, Balaam still wrangled a way to get Israel cursed without having to curse them himself. He taught Balak to teach the children of Israel to eat things offered in sacrifice to idols and to commit fornication so God would judge them. Now, Balak did not depart from evil. Here is a prophet. Here's a guy that hears the Lord speak in his ear, and he understands the deeper things of prophecy. He's been used more than one time before. Apparently, he was no stranger to God, but he still didn't understand. because he did not depart from evil. To depart from evil is understanding. With all thy getting, make sure that you get understanding. If you're going to get understanding, you have to depart from evil. If you're going to get wisdom, you're going to have to fear God. No Israelite king, I'm talking about the 10 tribes of Israel, not Judah, no Israelite king, though he saw what was going on, though the prophets prophesied, no Israelite king fully repudiated Jeroboam's calves. From the time that Jeroboam got the split kingdom and built his calves so that the children of Israel could worship on their own ground and their own gods, there was no Israelite king. I'm not talking about Judah now. There was no Israelite king, in spite of the prophets, that ever escaped the grasp of those idols. They refused to depart from evil. In spite of the droughts, the famines, the prophets that came through that said, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And that's why they wound up being taken off into captivity with the children of Assyria 150 years before Judah ever went. They refused to depart from evil. Now, with all thy getting, get understanding. And to depart from evil is understanding. So I'll ask you this. In the last 5 years, in the last 10 years, list in your mind the things that you have repudiated and walked away from that God wants you to walk away from. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, that without remedy. Are you wise? Do you have understanding? With all thy getting, make sure that you get those two things, says the Scriptures. If you don't depart from evil, you don't have understanding. So what is it? List in your own mind the things that you have left, walked away from, that you know God wanted you to walk away from in the last 5 years, in the last 10 years. Proverbs chapter 9, let's look at something else. Proverbs 9. With all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all thy getting, make sure that you get understanding. Proverbs chapter 9. Notice verse 10. I mentioned it earlier, but there's another part to it. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay, good enough. But notice, the knowledge of the holy is understanding. With all thy getting, all the stuff you get, all the way from when you get born to all the way when you get buried, make sure that when you get stuff, you make sure you get wisdom and understanding. Well, among the things you'll have to get if you're going to get understanding is the knowledge of the holy. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. Think of all we know. Think of the computers. Think of the fact that you now wear in a holster on your hip, on your belt, more computing power than people 15 or 20 years ago had on their Cray machines in the government. It's amazing. Think about what we know in chemistry. I'm talking about real hard science. I'm not talking about evolution. I'm talking about what we know in chemistry. The geniuses that work in physics and technology and astrophysics, stuff like that, medical stuff, building MRI machines, building satellites. Think of all the things that people know. Think about the fact that what you don't know, you can Google where you sat. Most of you. And I say with that, for all the things we know and for all the... Think about the doctoral students at the U of M, even right now. I wonder, with all the things they know, all the chemistry background, they now have a master's degree in something or another. Master's in biology, master's in chemistry, master's in sociology, whatever. I wonder if any of them can name five things that are holy from the Bible. Because I can tell you this, If you don't understand anything, you don't understand anything if you don't know what is holy. It says there in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, that the knowledge of the holy is understanding. If you don't know what is holy, I don't care what kind of degree you've got, you don't know anything. You don't have any understanding. I can name you stuff. I can name you a dozen things that are holy standing right here, right now. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That is holy. The Scriptures are holy. Matrimony is holy. God is holy. God's name is holy. Jesus Christ was holy, harmless, and undefiled. I can go on and on. I know all kinds of things that are holy. You can go back to the four-year-old class tonight, and some of those kids can probably tell you some things that are holy that the doctoral student at the U of M doesn't know. Education ain't all there is. I just want you to know, if you don't get wisdom and understanding along with all the rest of your getting, you've got nothing. And if you don't get the fear of the Lord, if you don't depart from evil, if you don't get a knowledge of the holy, you don't have wisdom. And you don't have God's brand of understanding. You just don't. The Bible is the key. You got to get in that book or you don't know nothing. I'm just telling you. Now there's something else here. Look in Proverbs 11. Now those things were definitive things. Those things said that the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. That to depart from evil, that is understanding. And the knowledge of the holy, that is understanding. Now there's some other things connected with wisdom and understanding that aren't said to be wisdom and understanding. And you'll have to get these. Proverbs 11:2. Not going to take all night with this, but so I'll move fairly quickly along. But Proverbs 11, verse 2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Now, where does wisdom dwell? It dwells with the lowly. It doesn't dwell with the proud. Is that right? So if you're going to get the wisdom that you're not to leave here without getting, you're going to have to get some humility. Now, nobody starts out the day by saying, boy, I want to really get humble today. It doesn't work that way, but I'll tell you what you'll get. You'll get fired. You'll get laid off. You'll get dumped. You'll get beat in a game somewhere or get beat up somewhere. You'll get real sick. You'll get put in the hospital. I'll testify to the fact that if you spend any time in the hospital and are unable to take care of yourself for a while, it is a humbling experience. I won't go any further than that, but I'll just say it's humbling. Okay? Like I said, you don't start the day by saying, boy, I want to really get humble today. Life will humble you. And without that humility, you will not get wisdom, and you will not get understanding, because with the lowly is wisdom. Dr. Ruckman used to tell us, get low, stay low, and don't get up. And it's pretty good advice, because I have learned that if there's one thing in this life that will happen is life will knock you down and humble you. The Lord knows where you live. You don't need a parade. You don't need high self-esteem. You don't need recognition. You don't need accolades. You don't need awards. You don't need a spotlight. And you don't need applause. But you do need humility. With the lowly is wisdom. I'd like you to notice something else. And this probably goes without saying. You would have guessed that I would have brought this into the picture. Look in Psalm 119 real quick. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, look at number 104, verse 104. 119, 104, where it says, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Where do those precepts come from? Verse 103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. You've got to get the Word of God. You've got to get the words of God to get understanding. Now, I know you could have predicted that I would say that. I understand. But just so you know, it doesn't come from anywhere but the book. Right? Now, that said, look in Proverbs 13. I just have two or three more. Proverbs 13. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. With the lowly is wisdom. So you're going to have to get humble. You will have to learn the lessons of humility. You'll need the Word of God. Look in Proverbs 13. Look in Proverbs 13. And notice verse 10. Proverbs 13, 10. Only by pride cometh contention. Well, there's pride again, the opposite of humility. But with the well-advised is wisdom. If you're going to get wisdom in this life, you'll have to be well-advised. That means that you'll have to take good advice. Did you ever meet somebody that you couldn't tell anything? That, I mean, they had the answers and they were young and filled with testosterone and whatever other hormones are flying through the bloodstream. And they're smarter than anybody else they know. And you can't tell them nothing. They got an education. They have experience. Somebody that was smarter than you and had more degrees than you told them this. And so this is the way it is. And you can't tell them anything. Or did you meet somebody that you couldn't tell anything until a crisis brought them repeatedly down so that they're broken, and then they will listen. Then you can talk to them. But they have a habit of going back to the same trough again and again. And while they're up and things are good and they're not being judged, while they're not broken, they can't be told anything. Now, when the Lord finally gets their attention and breaks them, then they come crawling into the office and they need some counsel and need some help and they'll shed tears. I got news for you, folks. If you're going to get wise, if you're going to have wisdom, if you're going to get through this life, and with all the other getting that you get, if you make sure you get wisdom, you will have to be well advised. Ever know somebody that had to be pile driven, literally have a 4x4 across the temple before they would listen? I've known kids that you can holler their names 15 times and they're not listening. They're still blowing through until finally you get them by the lapels up against the wall in the corner and said, "Listen to me." And now you got their attention and now they're okay. But until that point, they're not listening. I know adults that way. And they do what they want to do repeatedly and cycle over and over until God brings them low. They no longer have any money or they no longer have their health. And now they're low and now they come crawling in and need counsel and need advice. But in the meantime, they're really, really careless about their attendance to church and the preaching of the Word of God, which is the power of God. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. And while things are good, they're absent. Now, when things start going bad, they come crawling back in, and all of a sudden, they just need God, and they need the Word of God, and they need wisdom, and they need your prayers, and they need your support. But when things are good, they're gone. But you need to be well advised. With all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom's the principal thing. Make sure you get wisdom. With all thy getting, make sure you get wisdom. And make sure you get understanding. If you're going to do that, you're going to need to be humble and you're going to need to be well advised. You can't go to a psychologist in this world and be well advised. You can't live off of Christian radio and be well advised. I got news for you. Your grade school buddy that you spend your time with when you're not here, he ain't going to help you either. Notice Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than to be chosen than silver? Now, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? I'll tell you something that's connected with getting wisdom and getting understanding is wise choices, wise decisions. It says there in the verse, to get understanding rather to be chosen. You choose wisdom. You choose understanding. There is nothing that destroys people's lives and people's spiritual lives more than bad choices and bad decisions. Usually not something that's done just once and you learn from it and make the best of it and go on, but things that you return to over. Did you notice that bad decisions are usually habitual? Has nobody ever noticed that in most folks' lives they return to the same pigsty over and over again when things are good? They keep going back again and again, come crawling back out, nasty, filthy, manure-covered and broken and humbled, and then they get cleaned up and they get back on their feet and they go back to the same thing again. Those are bad decisions. It's important that you make decisions that will make sure and make you wise and make sure that you choose understanding rather than foolishness and rather than following the lust of the flesh. It says there in Proverbs 16:16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, to get understanding, rather to be chosen than silver? With all thy getting, make sure you get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. All the stuff you're going to get in this life, you need to make sure you get those two things. You can't get those two things without taking into account these eight things that I wind up mentioning tonight. Eight things. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To depart from evil, that is understanding. To the knowledge of the holy, that is understanding. With the lowly is wisdom. Humility. God's words, you have to have those. With the well-advised is wisdom. You have to get well-advised. You have to make the right choices. You have to make the right decisions. There's only one more thing. Proverbs 17, next chapter over. Proverbs 17. And go down to verse 16. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart for it, or no heart to it? Late every summer, an entire caravan of children leave their families' homes and traipse off to college to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year for 4 years or 6 years, or for that matter, 10 years. And to start with, what they're going and paying for is wisdom that is not God's. But secondly, they go and they pay, and they have no real heart for the truth at all. As it comes to spiritual things, as it comes to real wisdom and the understanding of God, as far as the knowledge of the holy, they could care less. Oh, March Madness is fun. Oh, yeah, the basketball players and the great competition and all that. But they're coming out of sewers in those schools. I went to college. I know what happens in dormitories. I know what they're taught in classes. And that was 30 years ago. These kids are going off and paying $40,000 a year for sewage. And they're coming out sewer heads. They are. Now it says here in chapter 17, verse 16, wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? You know what you need? With all thy getting, get understanding. With all thy getting, make sure you get the principal thing, wisdom. Wisdom and understanding. To get either of them, you have to have a heart to it. Did you ever know somebody that was bad in school? I mean, bad in science or bad in math or whatever, but, you know, barely scraped by or maybe even failed, but came a day that they got really, really interested in what they're going to do with their life. And They got the bug to become something or another, and suddenly, because they now had a vision for where they're going, suddenly now they're working like madmen at math and are good at it. Or they're working at madmen, like madmen at a certain sector of science, and they're really good at it because they're interested in it. They have a heart to it. Now, you know what we labor for here in all the time that we've labored is to make sure that we try and reach the hearts of our kids and of whatever visitors come in here. And we can't make it happen. We have been most fortunate with quite a number of our young people. A lot of our kids have grown up in church here, have gotten married and stayed in church here. Praise God for it. There's been some degree of success there. I appreciate that a lot. And I just want to say, I don't know where you're at, and I don't know where folks that you know are at. I know this. If you're going to get through this life, and with all thy getting, all this other stuff you get before you get buried and after you get born, all the other stuff that you get, if you're going to get wisdom and if you're going to get understanding, you're going to have a heart to it. I can't do it. Nobody here, including God Himself, can do a thing for you if you don't have a heart to it. If you're not interested in spiritual things, if you won't be interested in spiritual things, if you hate being told how to live your life, if you hate being told what you should think and what you should not think, I can't help you. And frankly, neither can Jesus Christ. Because you have to have a heart to it. You do. Parents, try to get to your kids' hearts. Kids, try to get to your friends' hearts. If you know somebody that's struggling, that's your age, get to them and try to reach their heart. Maybe you can do it when I can't. But just know that they're going to wind up making a mess. They're going to wind up fools and without understanding if they have no heart to it. Let's bow our heads and pray. Now, Father, we covered some ground here tonight. We pray that you'd bless. We are reminded of all that we get in this life. Everything from getting dumped to getting hired and getting fired and getting audited and getting taxed. There's just a thousand things we could go through and name. With all that getting, we have to make sure that we get wisdom and that we get understanding as you define it, not as the world defines it. Father, please help us. Give us insight to these things. May you open the hearts of our folks here, Lord. Help them to be able to willing to look inside and see the truth and deal with what corruption or pollution they find there. Father, help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Let's look this way and turn to number 324. 24. Have a couple minutes here of silence. Jenny plays. Lord's dealing with you about something. Happy to have you come down. The altar's open. Need somebody to pray with you? Raise your hand and we'll get somebody to pray with you. With all thy getting, make sure you get those two things. You need to know what those two things are defined as, and you need to know what accompanies them. Otherwise, you'll never get them. It doesn't happen by osmosis.
Let's look this way. We'll sing the second stanza. Second stanza. Let me just say, this time of year it always happens where we leave church and both morning and evening service, kids all run out in the parking lot and stuff. So just a reminder, please be careful as you go out to pull out and back out and stuff. Just make sure, you know, you're clear behind and that sort of thing. We've never had an accident here and we really don't want to start now. So might as well hit this early on. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, again, we thank you for the safety of all manner and sorts that we enjoy because of thy hand, Father, and again, thank you for all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge you also allow us that also come from thy hand. Lord, we hear a lot and we believe these things. Help us to apply them. We pray that you'd give us a heart for them. Help them to give us victory and help us not stumble over these obstacles. We want you to be real to us, and we pray you'd strengthen us as we labor for you. Father, we're seeking the power of thy Spirit. We're seeking to make a difference as we try to be the light and salt of this world. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, good evening, everybody.